Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Well, we are trying to reach Andy Brancato, and can't seem to locate her either. Michigan Lottery Commission. Scott, new game beginning today, we believe.
Yeah, the 50-50 raffle.
All right, and I hope that Andy will call us back here in a moment. And we're also waiting for Kirk Cousins to join us, coming off the practice field. This is one of those dangers where you are trying to book guests who are just completing some other obligation. And this happens quite a bit, but usually we manage to get through it. Today we've had a couple of problems, and Steve Mitchell called back. You know, we should call Steve Mitchell and see if we can get him on now. He was talking about being stuck in a meeting, right? What did Steve tell you?
Yeah, he was in a meeting he couldn't get out of, and Kirk Cousins is probably still on the practice field, and who knows where Andy is. It's been a fun show so far, Jack.
You're hearing an awful lot of me and Scott, more than you probably need to, but we hope that that will change in the next couple of minutes, and that Kirk will get off the practice field, and that Amp Campbell will join us at 6:35, and he will tell us a lot about neck injuries. You know, the situation with Josh Rouse I thought was particularly interesting because a lot of people saw him go off the field and thought, oh, okay, no big deal. And then they found out it was a really big deal, and he was supposed to have surgical procedure Saturday night. That did not happen. And we thought that, you know, it might be a situation where he wouldn't have to have the surgery. But indeed, he did, and that happened early this morning. Supposedly, he came through it fine. We were told that it was a very successful operation and that it was a C2 vertebrae. So that that's pretty high up in the neck, and that he should be okay, should be able to resume without paralysis, but not exactly the area that you want to have a problem with there. And want to bring in someone who certainly knows a lot about that and knows a lot about Spartan Stadium, secondary coach for the Western Michigan Broncos, Amp Campbell. Hello, Amp.
How you doing, Jack?
First of all, belated happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
I know that you would have rather had Saturday turn out a little bit different, but the defensive backs, I thought, for Western Michigan did a pretty good job in pass coverage of Michigan State, and Michigan State's offense was more successful running the ball than throwing it against your DBs.
Yeah, they played pretty well. offensively, they ran the ball pretty effectively against us. If I'm not mistaken, probably had almost 300 yards rushing against us and had 100 and some yards passing against us. You know, the great thing about it is we got a long way to go. We're young defensively, and as a team, we're pretty young. But, you know, it was a good test for us and something we can build on. So we're not excited about it, but, you know, it's just got to, you know, we came back on Monday and got back to work.
Sure. And a game like this and one you're going to play later in the season against Notre Dame can only make you better.
Correct.
Yeah. Want to talk a little bit about an injury that occurred Saturday. And Michigan State fullback Josh Rouse did not have the kind of apparent trauma that you did back in Eugene, Oregon. But we know that you had expressed an interest in talking with him if there were any questions. And I know the Michigan State football family really appreciates that. He had his surgery this morning, and from all appraisals, seems to have come through it pretty well.
Correct. You know, I heard he had his surgery this morning, and me and Coach D'Antonio spoke after the game, and he explained the situation to me, and I told him, you know, if there's anything I can do to reach out to him and help him get through this process. You know, he knows that I'm more than welcome to talk to him, and I told Coach D that I would definitely give him a call, and I found out he had the surgery this morning, so I know how it is. The day of the surgery and right after the surgery, how you feel. So I'm gonna give him a call probably, if not tomorrow, on Wednesday, and just try to, you know, help him get through this process, because I know right now definitely what he's going through as a senior, and you work so hard to prepare, you know, for your senior season, and you know, your first game of your senior year, you go out and you plan your butt off, and you know, you end up having a neck injury, and all of a sudden your career is over with. So I know he's devastated right now, but at the same time, you know, he, you know, I'm just going to explain the situation when I went through and try to get him through this process.
Right. Amp Campbell, our guest, a former Michigan State standout cornerback and now a secondary coach with the Western Michigan Broncos. Amp, we can look at an injury like this, and of course, unless you've been there, you can't relate, but we really can't relate to the psychology of it. As you say, you put everything into a big senior season and suddenly that's wiped out. How do you help get through, someone get through that?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for him, because at the same time, you know, going into his senior year, he was probably expecting a big year.
Yeah.
Also expecting to probably be a big part of that offense.
Right.
And, you know, blocking wise and probably catching the ball out of the backfield and helping his team try to get a Big Ten championship. And with that being out of the question now, with him being able to help his teammates now in that aspect, but there's going to be a different way he can probably help his teammates out. You know, and that's what I'm going to, you know, talk to him about a little bit, and you know, talk to him about keeping his head up and continuing to be a positive influence to his teammates, because the great thing that he's going to have is the motivational factor, as in keeping the spirits high for his teammates. And the thing that he needs to understand is that, you know, he's going to be down, but the hard part about it is that, you know, not being down around his teammates and letting them see it, because it can affect them.
Hey, Amp, thanks so much. You're a class act. We appreciate that, and you roll with Josh. And good luck to the Broncos.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Take care.